With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A presidential election rematch is set.
The Republican and Democratic parties now have their presumptive nominees for the 2024 presidential election. President Biden and former President Trump each secured enough delegates in Tuesday's primaries to ensure their nominations at their party's national conventions this summer. Biden reached that point with a victory in Georgia, while Trump wins in Georgia, Mississippi, and Washington put him over the top. The results in those states were never in doubt, as neither Biden nor Trump faced major opposition. Now, any doubt the fall election will feature a rematch between the two has been eliminated. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Democrat Representative Adam Schiff is no longer the leader in the race to become California's next senator. Latest count, baseball great Republican Steve Garvey has inched ahead in the primary voting with a lead of just under 5,000 votes. With 85% of ballots counted, it's clear the two will move on to November to fill the seat of late Senator Dianne Feinstein. Also at SRNnews.com, more tussles over the Titanic.
The U.S. government could end its legal fight against a planned expedition to the Titanic shipwreck. Assistant U.S. Attorney Ken Porter told a federal judge Wednesday that the U.S. is seeking more information after the company scaled back its dive plans. RMS Titanic Incorporated originally planned to enter the sunken ship and take images and possibly retrieve artifacts. The U.S. said that would violate a law that treats the wreck as a grave site. The company now says it will only take external images of the Titanic. Porter said the U.S. has not determined if the new plans violate the law. Keith Peters reporting.
Researchers rev up immune cells that shrank an extremely aggressive type of brain tumor when tested in a handful of patients. They say it's just the first steps, but they signal a new strategy to fight the cancer. This is SRN News. A California school district is forced to change its gender identity policy.
After being sued by California's Attorney General, the Chino School District has changed its parental notification policy. It originally required school staff to notify parents if their child asks to change pronouns. The updated policy now will only mention that a child has requested a change to the student records. The battle is part of a nationwide debate over the rights of parents and LGBT students. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin of Virginia vetoes 8 bills as the state's legislative session came to a close. He refused to sign legislation aimed at clarifying that a law requiring parental notification of sexually explicit material in school is not meant to enable censorship. Youngkin also vetoed measures that dealt with book banning and marijuana. This is SRN News. The TSA has a futuristic self-screening system.
Federal Security Airport officials have unveiled the prototype system at busy Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas, but say they do not plan to use it in other cities around the country. For now, the scanner the Transportation Security Administration showed last week is only for TSA pre-check customers and only uses the English language. Officials compare it to self-checkout lanes at supermarkets. The aim is to avoid hands-on pat-downs by TSA officers while speeding up the process. At the same time, they say they want to let travelers move at their own pace and not feel rushed. John Scott reporting.
A Texas man who spent decades using an iron lung after contracting polio as a child has died at the age of 78. Paul Alexander died Monday at a Dallas hospital. More details at SRNnews.com.